The group Citizens Acting for Rail Safety, or CARS, say they're concerned about rail's effects on neighborhoods, possible spills in the area's rivers and marsh, and bridge safety. The group showed Baldwin photos of railroad bridges in the area that were held up by stacked wood and appear to be crumbling. At least one of the bridges is scheduled to be replaced next year. Baldwin says she'll learn more about the condition of bridges as soon as she gets back to Washington.
And I'm alarmed by the images that I was shown today. I've never seen those before. And I think that they deserve a very quick response from the federal government in terms of what measures are being taken to assure adequate and timely inspection.
The meeting comes just after Baldwin submitted comments to the U.S. Department of Transportation about proposed rail safety rules. She suggests phasing out outdated CARS sooner than the proposed government rule would require, and for rail companies to provide more transparency to local communities about what's being shipped. CARS member Guy Wolf says the senator's proposal to stabilize oil and make it safer to transport was important to the group.
Her highest priority of taking the volatile gases off the trains was our priority in terms of safety. There's no doubt about that in our mind.
U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox will be in La Crosse tomorrow to meet with CARS members, Congressman Ron Kind, and others about rail safety in the region. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.